Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? This is the Dream Hustle Win podcast. Right now, we're waiting on our two amazing artists to call in, Romanique Brown and my man Bird. So we're waiting on both of them now to call in. And when they call in, it's going to be all the way lit and live, people, for sure. Small delay, people, but everybody's going to be calling in just a moment.
Yo.
Bird, how you doing, fam?
Yo, what's going on, buddy?
Bird, welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast, fam. You surprise host for tonight, brother. How you doing?
I am doing good. We live right now? We live?
We live on the air, man. Listen, all your people tuned in, right?
Yeah. I got some people tuning in. I wasn't able to promote it as
cool.
much as I wanted to. You know what I mean? Today was a rough day, but, you know, we got some people on.
All right, good. Do me a favor, man. Go ahead and make sure that they have that link and that they're tied into our radiopushes.tv/Dream Hustle Win page. So make sure that they're doing that. Make sure that they're on that page.
All right.
Yeah. And that was in the email that Zach sent you out.
The email that Zach sent me out. Let me see if I can do all this show on the phone while I'm on the phone with you. Should be able to.
Yeah. Yep. We live on the air right now, brother.
Yeah, so what's going on, man? What's it looking like?
Man, everything looking great, man. I'm just waiting for Romanique to call in. And after that, you should be calling in just a second, man. But go ahead and share that link, man. That radiopushes.tv/Dream Hustle Win. It's in that email, Zach, didn't you?
Right now. Mm-hmm. All right, boom, I just shared it, buddy.
Yeah, man. So that link is a live link right now, so everybody's tuning in and doing their thing, man. So we up in there for real. So
hell yeah, word. Definitely happy to be on the station. I mean, on the podcast with you.
Well, definitely, man. Well, you know, Birch, it's been a minute, man. You know, I think they go Romanique right there to get in, man. He just got in. I see Zach talking to him. Yeah, Romanique, you there?
Yes, sir.
Romanique, man, welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast, man. It's your boy, Jay Wright, man. I'm your surprise host for tonight, man. So definitely,
hey,
man.
Hey, good
so glad to have
man.
You listen, man. You and my man, Bird been rocking with me for a minute, man. Bird, a cool artist. I definitely want y'all to connect on social media when this is all done. Bird, this Romanique.
Okay.
Romanique, this Bird.
You are a word. What's
that,
buddy? No
more,
man.
Grinding, bro. Same to a different day, man.
Already.
Cool, man. So listen, man, I'm going to go ahead and jump off the podcast and everything like that. The purpose of the Dream Hustle Win podcast, man, is to, and the reason why we have two artists on one interview is we love for artists to connect with each other because both of y'all share the same passion, which is music.
Right.
You both got a story.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to be asking the same question for one person. When I go to the next person, you guys go ahead and chime in as well. So I'm gonna jump off with you first, Bird. What has music really, Bird? What has music really given you in your life? Like, what has music done for you so far, as far as in your life?
I mean, music is motivating, man. It gives me, like, man, it makes me want to grind harder. Like, it gives me life, kind of. I mean, like, it gave me opportunity. I've been able to travel. I've been able to meet people. I've been able to, you know, use my music to touch people. And I just want to continue to, you know what I mean, see as far as I can go, see how far I can get. I mean, people I can touch, as many fans as I can get. I mean, see if I can really change the world, do something, some big things.
Exactly. I mean, and the reason why I ask that question is because, you know, music is a very personal thing, man. And to know that it's done all that for you, it just lets you know how impactful that it is. And, Dominique,
yeah,
same thing for you, man. Go ahead, Romany.
I was saying, man, music just really just opened so many like doors for me. Well, I realized that it's something I want to do because I want to be able to help people, inspire people. Like I was inspired and like I was motivated. It just made me want to do something. It made me want to keep pushing. You know, I just want to be somebody in the history of music, you know, and I just want to keep pushing. It just give me a way out of situation that when I find myself so overwhelmed and so loaded with just a lot of stress and depression, I always got me to turn to, and it just helped me stay motivated, helped me stay sane, you know, keep me a clear mind, and it just made me want to do something positive. Help the community, you know, help my people, help my family, my friends, and I just want to be that person that when they listen to my music, they also feel they can do the same. I want people to know that it's nothing to it. All you gotta do is just want it, believe in yourself, and you know, and go for it. And that's what music do for me, and give me a way of living.
Exactly. And the reason why I asked both you and Bird that is for one thing, man. Music, you know, music has brought you all here to this platform. Music is a driving force in your life, man. It means everything to you because everything you do is based around music. And that's why, you know, you all have decided to embark on this career and go to the next level, man. So we definitely commend you all on that. Bird, I want to jump it back to you, man. Bird, when you go into the studio,
mm-hmm.
when you actually walk into the studio, tell me, how does it feel when you walk in that studio and the producer and that engineer is sitting behind that board and you're in the booth spitting that hot 16, man? Like, what does that feel like to you, man?
I ain't going far, man. I just feel like I'm on top of the world. I feel like I'm untouchable, man. I feel like I'm just getting everything I gotta get out, you know what I mean, getting all my emotions out, getting all the music out, and just really feeling complete. Mm-hmm. Man, I hate having music just stuck for a minute, or having a song written for months and like not getting to the booth to record it. So it feels good, you know what I mean. Like it's finally like a breath of fresh air. You get out there, you finally recording that song. It means just bumping, like, and you finally getting this shit out there. Definitely feels like it's definitely a good feeling. I feel at home when I'm in the studio. I mean, I feel like that's where I'm supposed to be at. Yeah, definitely feel like that's
wrong. Exactly. Definitely, man. And, you know, that's a great feeling right there to know that. I mean, that's a great thing about music, man. It just puts its arm around you, and then all of a sudden everybody mm-hmm. connected into the process. It's like you feel at home, man. That's what it is. It's like that's what you were born to do. You feel me?
I could be in there 2 hours. I could be in there 10 hours. It's like, yeah, it don't. 2 hours, 10 hours, feel like 2 hours. I mean, it's just you in there doing your things and you're not really worried about anything else. Just trying to get that music right.
I got you on that, man. Romany, same question for you, man. How does it feel when you go in that booth and, you know, you about to drop that hot 16, man? Tell me what's going through your mind, what's going through your body, man.
Well, be honest, man. When I first got in the studio, I was overwhelmed, man, because it took me so long to actually get in the studio. I was recording on the phone where I had one phone playing the beat and one phone recording.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so when I actually got in the studio, it just felt like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I finally got to the place I've been trying to get to all my life, you know? And I go on, I just feel like I could be in there forever. And also, it just made me feel peaceful. Like, I just feel like I'm in that area. Can't nothing get to me. I ain't letting that negative get to me. It's just, I'm untouchable, you know what I'm saying? Unstoppable. Like, I could just do whatever. I feel like my dream right there in front of me, you know what I'm saying? And I can do it. And that way I keep my same set of mind. I used to get out of work and stay in the studio from 2 in the morning all the way to 6 in the morning and only go to sleep because I had to work the next day. Like, this is something I want to do forever. You know, I want to be in the studio forever and don't want to leave. You know, that type of person I am when I get in the studio. I don't want to leave. I feel like this is where I belong right here.
Exactly. And, you know, I can relate to what you're saying, man, because that's that passion right there, man. And both of y'all, the same thing in different ways, but the same thing, man. It's like when you walk in that booth, man, you know, it's a nervousness. Your skin get hot. You know, your stomach gets tight, but you're excited, man, because that's what you feel like you was put on this earth to do. And there's no greater feeling than that. There's no greater feeling knowing that this is what I was put on this earth to do, man. And you're actually doing it. That's why you guys working so hard. That's why you guys are pushing so hard, man. Don't ever get it twisted, man. That's the reason why you guys are doing it, because one day you're going to be spitting that 16 in front of a million people on the stage one day. And it's going to take everything that you have, you know, to get to that point. So, like, I definitely respect where y'all coming from on that. Bird, I want to get back to you, man. Let's talk about a couple of things as regards to you, man. Bird, when you look in the mirror, man, honestly, and you think about everything you sacrificed to get to this point, you know what I'm saying? In your mind, when you look in that mirror, nobody around, just you, have you really grasped the fact that you're in a game where over 6 million artists are trying to win and do the same thing? Like, do you think about that?
I mean, I know it's a really competitive field. I mean, I know there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of artists out there trying to do the same, you know, I mean, same thing I'm doing, trying to reach the same goal I'm reaching. I mean, I understand that. I know what it is. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like after before, I was supposed to be doing. I look in the mirror, I mean, and I just feel like I see myself and I see my future and where I should be at, what I could be doing, I mean, and I'm just pushing to get there, just pushing to always pushing, striving every day to get where I want to get to, you know what I mean? So when I look in the mirror, I see someone that's fully focused, fully ready to get where he needs to go, you know what I mean? No matter what it is, what the option is, what the obstacle is, like, we're going to get over it, we're going to do what we got to do to get where we need to go. Basically, that's just how I feel.
Exactly, and that's a true leader mentality right there, and that's what you want to have, man. Because at the end of the day, you got to be so focused and so confident in yourself that you can look in that mirror and say, "I'm going to do this. There is no option. There is no plan B. This is it." You know what I'm saying?
No, and like.
Because you gotta have that piranha type. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't always like that. I mean, like a couple of years ago, you know what I mean, I probably wasn't as maybe confident or as focused or as like dedicated as I am now. I mean, just went through some shit and I finally got to the point where I'm like, yo, if you're gonna do this music shit, like you gotta really do it and really go hard with it and stop playing around. You got too talented, but you know I mean, you could be the most talented person ever, but if you're not working hard and really dedicating yourself, you know what I mean, it don't really matter. So I finally got to that point.
Right.
And there ain't no turning back now. You got one goal in mind.
Gotcha. Exactly. It's all, hey, look, all we do is win, man. Shout out to Khaled all day. Romani, back in your court, my brother. Same question, and give me your answer, bro. All
right. When I look in the mirror, I be like, man, you almost there. No time, it's no giving up now. Because it gets to the point where I go to my SoundCloud, and I don't see many plays, and I go to YouTube, and I don't see many views. But when I wake up, thing I want to do is get in the studio. I look in that mirror, I see that it's for me. I can see I can do it. I just got to keep pushing and not give up. And one thing, I had to take criticism for what it is and use that for motivation and just try to get better and you know, keep progressing. Because it's a process. And that one thing I always know, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's not going to be given to you. It might look like it's so simple, but it's not simple. If this is what you want to do, you got to really push for it. And, you know, you got to bleed for this, man. You can't let nobody stop you. You can't let nothing get in your way because I'm in my own way. And I realize that I see that what I want to do. And I see no matter what, I'm going to keep pushing. I don't care if I get turned down by 10 record companies. I'm still going to keep pushing because as long as I got breath in my body, this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get in the studio. Somebody going to listen to me. Somebody going to want to deal with me. Somebody going to like where I'm coming from, and that's what I'm aiming for. I'm going to keep doing it. This is what I love doing, and I don't see me doing it enough. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the attitude that you got to have, fam. I mean, you got to be that can't stop, won't stop for real. I mean, definitely shot the bad boy all day. Because here's the thing for both of y'all. Both of y'all believe in your talent. Both of y'all believe that you're going to go to the next level. The difference in anybody is not the skill of the man, but it's the will of the man. Your willpower has to be there because you're going to get more no's than yeses in this game. But when you get that right yes, that means you're, you know what I'm saying, that means your plane is going to leave the ground. So I definitely, you know, want to continue to encourage both of y'all to keep investing into yourself, keep betting on yourself, and trusting the process. Because one of the main things is really understanding that you are a business now. I mean, that's the main thing. Both of y'all are business because you want people to buy your music, stream it, download it, buy tickets to your shows, follow you. That's a company. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, Bird?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Really.
Exactly. It's just like with our company, you know, we do all these dynamic things to show artists what? That we want you to invest with us. We want you to work with us. We want you to partner with us. Because we have interactive tools that can help. You know what I'm saying? That can do that. And that's why we had these interviews, and that's why we put so much time into the presentation, the banners, emails, reminders, everything, because I want you to have 1,000 people listen to this interview because they're hearing your story. And that's how important these interviews are. This is your story, and right now anybody in the world can click on that link and listen. You know what I'm saying? That's the power that you guys have at your fingertips on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? That's the power.
Exactly. And then, like the support that you do have.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Like the support that you do have, you know, they believe in you for a reason. You don't want to let them down also. So, like, you got more than just you, you know what I'm saying, that's in this. You know, you got a weight on your shoulder. And if you can't hold that weight, then you're going to collapse. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand up with it because if you got talent and you believe in yourself, that's all you need to keep pushing.
Absolutely, man. All day, every day. Bird, I want to jump back to you. Bird.
Yep, yep.
When you play your music in front of people, you know, what message do you think people actually get from your music if you had to think of, like, a message people get from your music, you know what I'm saying?
To be honest, well, for one thing, my music, I always felt like it's different. I mean, I always felt like I always tried to, like, you know what I mean, not be like everyone else. I always tried to be unique, have my own style, have my own sound, you know what I mean? So I feel like you listen to my music, that's one thing I feel like people are going to get. It's like, yo, you could be yourself. You don't have to be like everyone else. You could be different. It's okay to be, I mean, different. No one wants to be original anymore, you know what I mean? So I feel like my music teaches you to be real. Like, it just show you, I speak about real stuff. It's not all about just, you know what I mean, partying or drugs or whatever. I'm speaking about real shit, like real life stuff that everyone can relate to, you know what I mean? So I feel like you hear my music and it's just relatable. People would just feel like, you know what I mean, like a regular person, you know what I mean, a real nigga making music to everybody. Everybody can relate to. So that's what I've been trying to tap into.
Yes. Yeah, man. I mean, like, you tapping into the real base of, you know what I'm saying, like of the millennial culture. So I definitely agree with you on that right there. Talk to me, Romani. Back to you, man. Same question, man.
Well, I know. I ain't gonna even front, man. I be when folks listen to my music, I don't get the reaction I like, but I can tell they listening. They basically just get the message that music is in me. Any type of music you want to do, you can do. You know, if you listen to any beat that you like, that beat don't speak to you. And if that beat speak to you, listen, and just do what you do on that music. You can speak about something real.
Mm-hmm.
You can speak about something jokey. You can have a comedy song. You can have a real deep song. You know, you can have a street song, trap song, a country song, R&B song, a soulful song, you know, and you can still do it, you know. You don't have to limit yourself to one genre. You don't have to limit yourself to one style, you know. You can always be who you are and also switch your style up, you know what I'm saying, the brain, different sound, you know. Like, in music, I did that, a lot of people who listen to my music wouldn't think I would do, you know, like country. Like, they hear that. They're like, wow, I can do whatever. You know, like, this sound hard, you know, coming from you. And, you know, it's just the passion. They get the passion of it, the dedication, determined. And they just get the fire. You know, it let them know that, hey, this is what I want to do too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see if I can make something like that. I want to see if I can do this. You know, I tell anybody all the time, like, man, anybody can do music. All you gotta do is just listen, just have the drive in you, have the sound, and you can write something down and put it to a beat and bring life to it. That's all it is. You bringing life to what you wrote down or whatever you freestyle. You bringing life to it, and the engineer do what he do. You know, to make it stand out to people that want to listen to it. You know. Long as you got that passion, long as you got that sincereness, you can do whatever. You can make whatever type of music you want to make.
Definitely, man. I want to go into this part right here. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
You know, so that's the message.
And that's real. And the reason why I asked you all that question, because it's important to understand, man, you know, what the message is of what you're trying to send to people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, how people will receive that message. You know, 50 Cent has a certain crowd. Rick Ross has a crowd. You know, Tyga has a crowd. Nipsey Hussle got a crowd. Kendrick Lamar has his audience. Knowing your audience is important, man, so you can start winning in the game and doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's like super, super duper important with everything that you got going on. So, Berg, going back to you real quick. Berg, what was the moment in your life that made you say, you know what, I'm going to take this music thing seriously? Like, what happened early on that made you push that button and say, you know what, I'm about to go after this thing full force. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I can't really say it was exactly one thing that just made me like be like, dang, I got this music. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Like, I've been writing since I was like, I started writing when I was fifth grade. I mean, get rich or die trying. I'm like, yo, I got to start writing. Like, so I've been writing for a minute, doing music for a while. I mean, I met my man in sixth grade. He rapped, the first nigga, other person I met that actually made music. So, been doing it for a while. I mean, whatever, put out a few mixtapes. But I wasn't really taking it too serious. I wasn't performing. I wasn't investing. I mean, I wasn't buying beats. I wasn't doing none of that. And just like, I don't know, doing music, like, losing jobs, trying to get jobs, we're doing whatever. I had a kid. Just life, I mean, just mad stuff happened. I lost a couple friends, man. Like, and I just got to a point where I'm like, yo, I'm getting older. I've been talking about doing music forever. I've been making music, but I'm not really doing serious about it. I mean, I'm 26 now. At the time, I was probably like 23, 24, and I'm just like, yo, you're getting older. Like, you losing friends, relationships, just mad stuff happened. I'm just like, yo, like, I got to a point in my life, right? If I'm going to do music, I got to do it now. I'm wasting time. My window's closing, I mean, and at that point, I'm just like, yo, I got to get right. And I was waiting. I was trying to build the whole team. I was waiting for other people and trying to, you know what I mean, do whatever. And I just figured out, like, yo, if we're going to do it, I got to do it by myself. Even if it's, you know what I mean, even if no one's with me, even if whatever it is, I just got to get it done. So ever since then, I've just been trying to make these moves. Yeah.
Nah, brother, like, I respect that, man. That's one thing about you, Bird, man. Like, you don't mind rolling the sleeves up and just grinding, man. I mean, you and I have had multiple conversations about that. So,
if you're sitting around and waiting for other people, you might be sitting around and waiting forever. I mean, who knows? And I just got to the point where I'm like, yo, like, I got to make these moves. You can't always rely on other people. Sometimes you got to do things yourself. And just, you know what I mean, see what happens.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's definitely what's got to happen from that end right there. So I'm with you on that 100%. Romanique, same question, man.
Hey, I got to say, I feel you on that too, Bird, when you say you can't wait on other people. Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because it's their time. Several times I felt like, you know, just being patient, you know, that I end up, realize ain't nobody gonna move like I move, you know. So
real
I have
shit,
to do what
shit.
I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? So like, once I ain't gonna lie, what started me doing music. Well, when I first heard Bone Thugger Harmony, I heard Thugger Rugged Bone, and you know it was just one part. I get Busy Bone part, and then I just kind of. It just hit me. I'm like, man, it's what I want to do. But I just played around with it. I was a basketball player. You know, I wanted to be in the basketball, hang in the street with my friends and cousins and everything. So music was just like somebody I listened to. But I would want to do it. But basketball, what I really want to do. When I was like 17, I went to Jarco. And I realized I wasn't that good in basketball. You know, I kept running out of breath. I couldn't keep up, you know. I couldn't really shoot. I just kind of lost my confidence. And so I just started writing. And the more I wrote, the more I just started just getting into it. Then also I was inspired by T.I. when I was like in ninth grade. And that made me want to rap too. But my confidence didn't really come. My confidence didn't really come until I got like in my 20s. And that would bother me a lot. Because I wanted to give up. You know, like, man, I'm getting old, bro. I don't want to do this. You know, that's what I look like. But I couldn't help it. It just kept bothering me. And I just said, you know what, man, I'm just gonna take it serious and just go for it, you know. And when people started supporting me and, like, just pushing me and, like, man, do what you need to do, man, I'm like, you know what the hell, man, I'm gonna go for it. I mean, hey, I'm gonna get older. But you know what I'm saying, I ain't that old, so might as well keep pushing, you know. Never know what'll happen. I won't know until the door closed for good, you know. I won't know if that door open or closed if I don't go to it. So, like, that what really made me start pushing, man. A lot of things I was going through with jobs and everything, like, getting a job, losing a job. I'd be at work, want to write music so bad, but I'm not finna quit just to write the music. I'm finna keep working. I might end up losing a job. So I'm back to music. I'm not getting paid for this. So I gotta get another job. Do that job. Back to music. You know what I'm saying? I you know what I'm saying, did my thing in the street, you know what I'm saying? But I paid my price for that, you know. I'm free from that now. So that ain't what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do the music, and I'm trying to put every cent I got into the music, you know, because I know I have possibility of making it. I believe in myself, you know, so It's just like, as I got older, I started really taking it serious, which is, it's crazy because, you know, like, what made me take so long? I didn't like my voice, first of all. I didn't want to hear me rap. I want to hear other folk rap, you know? So, like, I just like, man, I'm just going to keep doing it. I love it so much. So I say at age 17, well, when I started really want to do it. And plus, I had cousins,
got
too.
It.
Can't never forget, I had my cousin, man. They really did a song, and we always rap together. And then I want to rap with them. So, like, that would push me. But now I'm just doing what I want to do. You know, it's my passion. So, that way, yeah, man.
Got your lap. Bird. Yeah, and listen, Romanique, man, I appreciate your honesty on that, man. You kept it 100. You kept it 8 more than 92, for real, man. I appreciate that totally from that. No doubt, man.
Already, man.
Bird, I want to ask you this. If you were in a room full of music executives, Def Jam, G-Unit, Bad Boy, Rock Nation, Warner, Atlantic, and all of them was asking you, why should we invest into Bird? Why should we give you a $1 million recording deal? Like, what would you tell them? And, you know, just a brief sentence. Like, what would you tell them to convince them? You know what I'm saying?
I would tell them we're going to take whatever they give me. We're going to triple it. I would tell them I got good music. I got hits that's different. That, I mean, people's going to rock with. I got ideas. I got rap songs. I got some reggae songs. I got R&B songs. I mean, I got songs for the ladies. I got songs for the club. I got songs for the strip club. I got songs for the streets. And, I mean, I got it all. I got whatever you need. I'm telling them I'm going to work hard. And, I mean, I'm out here grinding. And I'm going to get it.
Exactly. And I agree with most of your points. The main thing is, well, Roman, you go ahead and just give your answer.
Okay, I tell them, man. Well, I tell them, basically, I'm in a studio 24/7. I live in a studio. I can do any type of beat. I can make a song to it. I can do any type of music. I had a voice, I had a sound, you know, and I had a style that either the older generation, the newer generation, and the generation after that would listen to, you know. Also, I'm very hungry. I feel like I'm the most hungriest artist. Reason why I am not really doing that because I don't have a studio like that. But I stay in a studio. And it's like, I tell them straight up, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hard worker. I'm a grinder. I got all kind of ideas. Also, I got all kind of ideas, you know, and I believe in growth. You know, I'm a good investment.
Appreciate that, man. The biggest thing, Bird and Romanique, is that you want to tell people I'm one of one. There's only one J. Cole. There's only one Kendrick Lamar. There's only one 50 Cent, one Cardi B, one Nicki, one Wayne, one Drake. So, you know, your sound, your swag, everything needs to represent just you. You follow what I'm saying? Like, that's really important.
Yeah.
So, y'all want to distinguish yourself, you know, as everything else. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. And just like with our company, man, you know, we always try to be different. Bird, you know that. You know what I'm saying? Our company always doing things that nobody else doing, whether it be the streaming TV network with Amazon Fire and Roku, or whether it's, you know, the way we communicate with people. We got our own customer service team. We got a professional system. You know, we play different style of music. You know, the way we interact, supposed to meet the whole nine. So, both of y'all got growing careers. Do me a favor, y'all give out your Instagram handles real quick. Bird, you go first, and then Romanique, you go, man.
Yo, it's Bird, man. Follow me on the gram. It's Young Bird. It's YUNG_BYRD_. You're going to find me on there. I mean, Kasim Bird's my real name. You're going to see that on there, too. I mean, follow me. I got some good music for y'all. I mean, I'm always doing something, shows, whatever. We're getting right.
Cool. All right, man. Go ahead, Roman. We got about 25 seconds. Go ahead. Give them out your Instagram,
right,
bro, so people can reach out.
All right. Gotcha. Instagram is Rambo87Strong. And, you know, just tune in. So I would say follow me and tune in.
That's good, man. Listen, Bird, Romany, appreciate both of y'all being here, man. God bless. Good night, man. Let's get it.
Bless you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, buddy.